Contribution of Spicules to Solar Coronal Emission, by Shanli So Mandal et al. Recent high-resolution imaging and spectroscopic observations have generated renewed interest in spicules' role in explaining the hot corona. Some studies suggest that some spicules, often classified as type 2, may provide significant mass and energy to the corona. Here we use numerical simulations to investigate whether such spicules can produce the observed coronal emission without any additional coronal heating agent. Model spicules consisting of a cold body and hot tip are injected into the base of a warm, 0.5 mK, equilibrium loop with different tip temperatures and injection velocities. Both piston and pressure-driven shocks are produced. We find that the hot tip cools rapidly and disappears from coronal emission lines such as Fe12-195 and Fe14-274. Prolonged hot emission is produced by pre-existing loop material heated by the shock and by thermal conduction from the shock. However, the shapes and Doppler shifts of synthetic line profiles show significant discrepancies with observations. Furthermore, spatially and temporally averaged intensities are extremely low, suggesting that if the observed intensities from the quiet sun and active regions were solely due to type 2 spicules, 1 to several orders of magnitude more spicules would be required than have been reported in the literature. This conclusion applies strictly to the ejected spicular material. We make no claims about emissions connected with waves or coronal currents that may be generated during the ejection process and heat the surrounding area. This was Contribution of Spicules to Solar Coronal Emission, by Shanli So Mandal et al.